Our next guest is the CEO, of course, and he takes out the trash at thetighterinsider.com in Tuscaloosa. Rodney Orr talking
to
us.
Is he coming to us from the corporate headquarters in Tuscaloosa?
I'm not sure. Rodney, are you at the lake headquarters or at home?
You'd be shocked where I am.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Let's just put it this.
It's Subway. I wouldn't be shocked if it's Subway. No, I'll tell you that.
I'm in my office.
Are you really?
And it's, yeah, I'm in my office. It's not very big, I'm telling you.
He's breaking down the A-Day tape.
Is he? Is that what's going on, Rodney?
I've already done that. I rewatched the game. I don't know that I broke it down, but I did rewatch it.
All right, so tell us your impressions from being there with your eyes on the game and then watching it again.
Well, you know, really they're the same as they were before we went into the game, to be honest with you, in a lot of respects. And what I mean by that is I said and I thought that as I looked at this team throughout spring practice was it's really a team that's very impressive when you look at all the young athletes out there, the talent. But the inexperience is the thing that always keeps coming back to my mind and jumping out at me. As I watched the game Saturday, you know, I could see a lot of really great young players out there. I was just, to be honest with you, I don't know how you couldn't have not been blown away by, you know, some of those young players, those true freshmen that look so good. But at the same time, you can see as you just watch the defense and some of the other positions, you know, there's a lot of inexperience, a lot of development that's going to have to take place over the next few months before they get into fall camp.
Rodney, is it justified for fans to want to try to put a quarterback battle in place in Tuscaloosa after seeing Tua and Jalen go head-to-head?
Well, I think obviously, you know, Jalen Hurts has done a great job last year, and then he's obviously made some improvement this year. You know, that Tua Tagovailoa, though, I thought he was very impressive, you know, in that particular scrimmage. That's really all the most we got to see by far this entire spring. But let me say this too: you have to be careful because, you know, we haven't seen a lot of these guys put in difficult situations. We saw in the second half they kind of amped up the heat a little bit and things kind of shut down offensively. I mean, I don't know that all the, you know, weaknesses and the flaws have been exposed, you know, under those conditions to really make a judgment on, you know, is this guy ready to really, really challenge Jalen Hurts? But I'll tell you what, he can certainly survey the field. I mean, he sees, you can see it from the press box. He surveys, he can see the whole field. He delivers throws accurately and amazingly at times. You know, so he's certainly a guy that's got a ton of potential.
He made NFL throws with NFL vision, I thought. I mean, he's looking and seeing things that are open that not many college quarterbacks, much less guys that are coming in as freshmen, are seeing. You know, a lot of that in the first half to Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, I think in the first half, a lot of it was the defense was pretty plain vanilla, so maybe that made it a little bit easier for him. But I'll tell you this, he does know where he's going with the ball, it seems, very quickly. And, man, he gets that ball out extraordinarily fast. I mean, out of his hand, but also just that decision, boom, boom. But, you know, I thought Jalen did a better job too, man. He looked a lot better throwing the ball down the field. I looked a lot more confident on his deep ball. And Jerry Jeudy, you mentioned him. You know, it looks like a lot like Calvin Ridley. I mean, he's just an extremely talented guy that's going to make a strong impact this year, obviously.
Your thoughts on Najee Harris?
Yeah, I think he had 17 carries for 70 yards. He looked pretty good. He looked, you know, again, I don't know how much this, again, I don't know. So that's how much they really worked on the running game this spring, if it was more pass heavy, you know, trying to improve that and then come back and work more on the run game, you know, as they move into fall camp or whatever. But, so you have to look at the offensive line is my point. And I don't know that they got a great push to really open things up for him. But he had some nice runs. Obviously, he's a big, strong, powerful guy, good speed. I mean, I really liked the way he caught the ball out of the backfield. He made a really nice grab once and then just kind of powered through for extra yardage. So I'm very impressed. Like Brian Robinson, really liked Josh Jacobs too. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to make, he's going to challenge to be that number one guy.
You and I were talking about as much, I said offensive, you may say overall talent as freshman that you've ever seen at Alabama. Is that fair?
Well, on the offensive side, I would say, yeah. I mean, when you're talking about Jerry Jeudy, you know, obviously Tua and Najee Harris and some of the young offensive linemen that I think they've got that are going to be really good. If you want to include some guys from the last class as well, I mean, like Irv Smith, you know, Miller Forstall is an excellent player. They've got a
TJ.
Lot of young talent. I'm sorry?
TJ.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a lot of young talent. I mean, it's obvious that those guys are – to see them come in and perform after 14 practices to go into the spring 8A game in front of a crowd and, you know, perform like that was pretty amazing.
What about the reloaded defense? I know some folks might be saying, oh, Trevon Diggs looked a little shaky out there, but I'm telling people to calm down because the guy just converted to that position. He's going to have plenty of time to work out the kinks if they indeed want him to play cornerback. Talk to us about what you saw on the defensive side.
Well, I think you're right. That's the first thing everybody kind of mentions is Trevon Diggs, but obviously he made some plays. He got beat a couple of times down the sideline. Obviously, Robert Foster beat him, but I thought he was in pretty good position on that late throw to, I think it was him that got burned on that late throw from Hurts for the touchdown to Ridley. But he was in good position. It was just an unbelievable throw and a really nice catch. I thought Aaron Robinson, too, at corner was in position to make some plays. And, you know, T.J. Simmons made a great catch on a really good throw by Tua. And a couple other times, Jeudy went over his if you remember, Jeudy went over him once on another throw from Tua. But, you know, I think that position's obviously got to get ironed out, which I think it will. You know, you look on the defensive line. That's my concern is the depth on the defensive line. I think Bugs is going to be a really good player, Deshaun Hand, which I didn't even see him out there Saturday, to my recollection. Deron Payne, those guys certainly are quality players. You know, now Raekwon Davis won the lineman award for his top performance. I think he had 7 tackles and a sack. And if he can be productive like that, then, you know, we're starting to get somewhere. I really like Quinnen Williams, too. I thought he got a lot of pressure at times and looked good. He's got a lot of potential. So those are some guys that they really, really need to step up. But I think depth's a concern right there.
Rodney, you're our guest, Tighter Insider and TighterInsider.com here for a couple of minutes. So what were you not impressed with besides defensive line depth? Give me some other issues. Alabama fans like to worry. So let's get them worried a little bit.
What was I worried about? You know, again, I think you just look at the over. Well, if you really want to be technical, the thing that bothered me the most was the 8A crowd. How about that? You know, that's something to worry about. I think they're slipping a little bit. But, no, seriously, you know, I think it's just some of the youth and inexperience that they've got. You know, you look on the defensive side, they lost so many leaders, so many really outstanding players. I mean, when you start rattling the names off, it's when you start thinking. You know, Jonathan Allen, Dalvin Tomlinson, Tim Williams, Ryan Anderson, Reuben Foster, Marlon Humphrey, you know, Eddie Jackson. That's, what, 7 names or so right there. I mean, here's the deal. I know they reload, but you do lose something. I mean, you just have to say, you know, you do lose something. And you, to me, I could kind of sense it. I don't know that I really saw anything specifically, but I could sense that, you know, there's a lot of new guys on that defensive side of the ball. And, you know, I know that Jeremy Pruitt's got a bit of there. But a lot of young – look at Terrell Hall. I mean, my goodness, the play he made on that pass when he, you know, picked it off from Tua and ran it in, what a big-time potential player he is. You know, and they've got a lot of those, Dylan Moses, Rashawn Evans, you know, so many of the defensive linemen that we mentioned. But at the same time, there's just so much inexperience, and you've got to have somebody. And I think it was even mentioned on the broadcast there when I rewatched it about an alpha dog, you know, having that alpha dog. Who's going to be that guy? Or who are going to be those two or three guys? And I think that kind of remains to be seen right now.
What about special teams? Because Andy Papanastas missed two field goals. J.K. Scott was 3 of 4. Where do we stand going into fall camp at that area of the team?
Yeah, I think that's obviously a big, you know, area where you have a question mark right now. And, you know, you have to, I guess you really, again, I hate to judge Papanastas on one scrimmage, but he certainly struggled. He's supposed to be their short-range guy, and he missed a couple of short-range field goals, 30, 35 yards or so, and, you know, didn't look like he hit the ball solidly at all on those kicks. And, you know, I thought that, you know, J.K. showed obvious potential. I mean, for a guy that especially hasn't really focused on doing that, you know, missed a long one that he overstrided on. That's just something he would have to work on, but he's got potential. But the kid that they're really hoping comes in the fall that's, you know, really highly a credentialed guy out of Mandeville, Louisiana, Joseph Baluvas, is, you know, you hope that he's the guy that's the answer, and I know that they certainly seem to. If you listen to Nick Saban, you know, every time he's asked about those place kickers or what have you, he's mentioned that we have a guy coming in, so that tells you a lot right there.
Rodney, before we let you go, I want to ask you, it was a big recruiting weekend at A-Day. Got a big commitment from 2019, Pierce Quick out of Hewitt Trustful High School, the big 4-star offensive lineman committed to Alabama. Not a big shock there, but talk to us about some of the other guys that was around campus and some of the scuttlebutt about those.
Well, Smash Mouth Radio deserves credit for that one, right? you guys called it a couple of days ago on Pierce Quick. But, yeah, I mean, it was obviously a big event. Connus Miller is defensive line out of Jackson Olin. You know, some of the top players in the state. Justin Ross out of Phoenix City Central. You know, the great wide receiver. And, you know, J.C. Horns, a corner out of Alpharetta, Georgia. A lot of really top players, you know, came in. And I think it sounds like it really went very, very well. I think, you know, if you listen to some of the people the scuttlebutt is, they feel like that they got a couple, at least of one private commitment that, you know, would wanted to hold that back and maybe go public later, that seems to be a really big time player. So I think it went really well, but it's kind of like I said, Pat, a couple of weeks ago, that, you know, really Alabama's going to sign 22 in this class. That's unusual. You know, they usually sign 25 or even have another one or two left over. They can sign more from the previous class, but I think they're going to be real selective this year. I think after camps, we're going to get a really good idea which direction Alabama's going.
No doubt about it. And did you see the video with Jacob Copeland and Justin Ross? You know, Copeland had Auburn, Florida, basically a month ago. Now Alabama's in his top five. I don't recall a recruit ever riding in the car with Nick Saban like that.
Well, he's Copeland's another guy to keep an eye out of Escambia High School down there in Florida.
Emmitt Smith High School.
Yeah, sure was. And Trent Richardson, too, by the way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's a guy that I would really, really keep an eye on. Again, it's early. These guys get fired up. You know, they sometimes make commitments, you know, around this time of the year, and then you know what happens later, things change, but I think Alabama did really well with Justin Ross and with Copeland this weekend.